come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. And we're broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous, California. Ready to chop up good game as we always do. I'm searching for that silver. And as always, I'm flowing straight from the survival scrolls. Glad to have everybody back on the show. On today's show, we're going to talk about the VH1 Hip Hop Honor Show that was on last night. We're going to give a quick review of that. We're going to answer listener emails, and we're going to take calls and chop up game like we always do. And today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. Also, check out UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's the website where players such as yourself can get together and chop up game with other players. And check out Player Be Played, everything that women need to know about men dating and relationships on Amazon.com. You dig? Let's see who's on the telephone. Mac Lessons Radio, who am I talking to?
Yo, what's up, Flex? This is Curtis.
Hey, what's up, Big Kurt? Where you calling from?
From New York, baby.
What's going on out there, player?
Ah, man. Keep it pimping, you know?
That's right. What's up? So what's your question for today?
I don't really have a question, man. I have more of a statement, Flex.
All right.
You know, I love what you do with your show, man. It's beautiful. I love what you do for the brothers. But I hear you complaining, man. You know, this isn't a good complaint, by the way, about how people with the emails, about how they don't write in correctly and they don't have proper, they just don't articulate themselves on the emails or probably in everyday life, man.
Right.
So, yo, man, I'd like you, if possible, to do just like a little 10 minutes about how brothers can step up their game with this, man, because you're talking about increasing your game.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to write correctly. You have to learn how to speak correctly, because
that's
especially going to come up to everybody, man, not just to the women, man, but to the world, man. Game is not about, like you say, about just getting lead and shit. It ain't about that. It's about being the right man, you know?
Absolutely. I feel you on that.
Man.
I feel
yeah,
you.
Man.
All right, but thanks for the call, player.
All right, B.
I feel him on that. I feel him on that. You know, I do get a lot of emails from dudes, man, and the emails I get, man, these cats don't use commas, periods, nothing. It's insane, and I have to decipher these emails. I think a lot of times these guys are like, some of them, not all of them, but a lot of guys are like hurt, and they write from an emotional standpoint. And they're just writing and not even thinking about the grammatical errors that they're putting down on paper. It's very difficult to deal with. Very difficult to deal with. But I've been getting a lot of emails from ladies lately. I'm thinking about doing another game for Women Week. I'm getting a lot of ladies sending emails and asking questions about dating and dealing with the men in their lives. So I got to do something with the ladies again. Because contrary to popular belief, you know, with the little internet beefs I have with, well, I can't even say internet beefs because hell, I got female groups protesting and all that stuff. But contrary to what you believe, a lot of women listen to the show. A lot of women like the show. Damn near as equal as men. The audience is like 50-50. And it's like that when I do lectures. When I go to lectures, the half of it is women, half of it is men. So go figure. But I want to talk about the Hip Hop Honors Award last night that was on VH1. I liked the show. I liked it. It wasn't as good as last year's, but I liked it. It was entertaining nonetheless. There were a few highlights. There were a few down moments. I think the highlight of the show was MC Light. MC Light was very good. And MC Light is looking real good now. MC Light is beautiful now. I think she looked like she had a little nose job going on. Which there's nothing wrong with that. If you're in Hollywood, you know, you got to get certain things tweaked and cut up and chopped up and sliced up and molded to perfection. And I'm not mad at her. She looks great. MC Light looked very good last night. And she was rhyming her ass off. The set she did was great. She did an excellent set. And the Brat looked pretty good too. And now the Brat has been kind of, you know, over the past years, her look has kind of been fluctuating. But she looked good last night. She got it together for last night. She looked good in the face, at least, and her little breast was bouncing. Y'all see that scene? She was rhyming, and her little breast bouncing up and down, trying to get her femininity on. We need more of that in you, Brat. Let me take a call real quick. Hotline. Hello? Must be somebody from Lipstick Alley. But anyway, like I said, the Brat was looking good last night. She did good last night. Also, who did good last night? Little Kim. Little Kim was good last night. Now, her look was but Little Kim rocked the crowd. She sounded good. Her flavor was good. Her vibe was good. She got the crowd hyped. She sounded very, very good. And I like Little Kim. Now, with that being said, Remy Ma. Now, that's a different subject altogether. I'm going to get on her in a minute. Let me take a call, then I'm going to get on her. Hotline.
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
Hey, what's up? This sounds like Mighty Joe P.
It sure is.
What's going on, Pimp Juice?
I'm right here at the office chilling on my break.
There you go. There you go. What's going on with you? Got any questions, any statements for today?
No, I just want to give a shout out to all of them dudes doing their podcast, helping out with the Mac movement.
Absolutely. I know we got Telly Mac doing a show. We got Creole G doing a show. We got King Tut. I think he's doing a show. We got Pharaoh doing a show. Who else do you know?
Coach.
Yes. Yes. And the shows
they're doing good stuff.
Yeah. I heard some of the stuff, man. It's excellent. And I want everybody to check out their shows too. These guys are putting the game down. That's the rest of the Mac Pack, putting it down, spreading the word, spreading the game. And like I said, I want to get the movement going real strong so I can take some of these cats out on the road with me, man, and come do some of these lectures with me, too. You dig?
For sure.
For sure. I'm going to holler at you later on, Joe P.
All right, peace.
Yeah, it's one of the guys in the Mac Pack. That's Mighty Joe P. One of my Hispanic players. But anyway, like I was saying, I was talking about Remy Ma on the VH1 Hip Hop Honor. What the fuck is up with Remy Ma? Something ain't right. Now, Remy Ma, she's not a bad-looking chick. But why is it she looks a goddamn mess every time I see her? Every time you see Remy Ma, just something that's just a hot mess about her. And I know there's pictures floating around on the internet from the Hip Hop Honors red carpet. She's dressed like a hoochie lumberjack. Who's her stylist? I mean, she looked like she had a bunch of brawny paper towels in a purse. A hoochie goddamn lumberjack. That just don't, I don't get it. Something ain't right with her. Something mentally. This motherfucker ain't got no friends to say, look, bitch, take that lumberjack shit off and dye your hair back. I don't know. Her, that look just ain't working. She can rhyme. She has a good flow. She's not a bad looking chick. But everybody can't be no goddamn sex symbol. Some of y'all sisters need to put some clothes on and just rap. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, you know, like Queen Latifah. She knows her limits. She uses her personality to get over, and I can respect that. Even Light didn't really use sexuality to get over, even though she looked, you know, feminine last night. Because back in the day, she used to dress like a boy. But ladies, you can do the rhyme thing and get respect and still be kind of feminine. You don't have to go the hoochie route because some of your bodies ain't made for it. It just looks a mess sometimes. You know. But Light did good. I like Light last night. MC Light was great. And what's funny, MC Light said that she was the greatest rapper ever. She's the best female MC ever. She's one of the best. Lil' Kim can hang with her, and Foxy Brown can hang with her a little bit, too. Now, what's funny, though, is that 20 years from now, when they do the Hip Hop Honors Awards, can you imagine what they're going to have, the kind of females they're going to honor? This is what they're going to honor 20 years from now. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss, just do it. This Hip Hop Honors 2026. This is what they're going to be honoring right here. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back, good grief. Get that off here, man. Speaking of hot messes, that female rapper, Kia, why she look like she just stank? I mean, look like she has an odor. I mean, something, she doesn't look clean. But I digress. I'm not here to bash. They're doing their thing, but I'm just making an observation. When I see Kia, my neck and my back chick, just look like she smells like Hot Pockets and ass. It just looks nasty. Again, ladies, the sex appeal thing ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody. Now, who else was on the show last night? Last night, Rakim was good. Rakim was excellent, actually. And I've always said that Rakim was the greatest rapper ever. The brother was 20 years ahead of his time. That brother is excellent with his flow. He did good last night. The Roots, they were always good. The Roots are always the shit. The rapper Black Thought from The Roots, he represented. His flow was on deck, as usual. Who else was good? Kid Capri ripped it. DJ Kid Capri. The Cube set was pretty good. I like the Cube set. The Eazy-E set was okay. I like the Dedication, but when they came out rhyming, it was all right. When his son did pretty good. Lil E did pretty good. You know what I noticed? Eazy-E's widow, his wife, very attractive woman. They showed a lot of shots of her last night. Very attractive woman. But, you know, I was thinking the same thing all the other fellas were thinking, too. You know all the fellas, we were thinking the same shit. She's fine, but goddamn, does she have it? I don't know about that pussy. You thought it, fellas. Come on now. She just might have it. Does she have it? Are you willing to find out? Come on, that's a fine-ass woman, but are you willing to find out if she has it? Every brother in America thought that last night. I know you did. I know what y'all niggas are thinking. And who else did good? The Afrika Bambaataa tribute was good. I didn't particularly care about the Afrika Bambaataa set. It was just kind of all over the place. And then they had Erykah Badu with all that shit on, trying to do the Funkadelic thing. And Erykah Badu is just crazy as cat shit. Then they waddled George Clinton out. And I love George Clinton, but George Clinton ain't the old George Clinton. You just don't get that same old school Funkadelic vibe. And the set looked kind of disorganized. I wasn't too particular about it. The Wu-Tang set was a little too short. It was a little too disorganized. They should have had Ghostface. I think his presence would have livened it up a little bit more. You know, the Wu-Tang thing was supposed to be the grand finale, but it was just kind of a letdown. It was short. It looked kind of disorganized. But all in all, I think it was a pretty good show. Let me take a call real quick. Hotline.
Hey, what up, Tariq Nasheed?
What's up, playa?
What's happening, man? It's Nolan from Chicago.
What's going on out there in Chi-Town?
Man, nothing much, man. I just want to say I was a big fan. I read your book. I just watched your movie, man. I thank you for what you did, man.
Not a problem.
You taught me a lot of things that I realized and didn't notice.
I feel you.
Yeah, so I just want to say keep doing what you do. I'm a stick by him, big fan.
There you
go. Keep that Colgate. Stick by yourself, man.
Absolutely. Good looking out, player.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Players calling from Chi-Town. Calling from Chicago. Now, I know a lot of people are talking about that phone call I got yesterday. Or was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday or the day before from some chick named Cassandra. Everybody's talking about how I clowned her. It's all over the net. Whenever I do something on the show, it gets all over the net very quickly. Let me get this call. Hotline.
What's happening, Tariq? This is Raphael, man.
What's up, big player?
Man, it's the head turner in the house, and I just wanted to congratulate you on how you deal with that LSA, the Lipstick Alley female.
I was just talking about that. Yeah,
man, that bitch was crazy.
Hey, absolutely, man. That was a very weird call. But
I was still trying to figure out what she was.
That's
man.
Why I was laughing, man, because when it called, because the call before that was a dude pretending to be DMX. So when she called, I'm thinking that it's somebody else playing. I'm thinking it's a dude pretending to be a chick. That's why I was laughing at it. Then after talking to it, it was a real call. I figured out that, okay, this person is real. So it was funny, but I handled it.
But she got real ghosts. She got real ghosts when you asked her what she looked like.
Absolutely. She ran off into the hills. Exactly. Anyway, thanks for the call, player. Yeah, like I said, I was just talking about that. Everybody's been asking me about that. It was a very weird call. When this person called, I thought it was a joke at first. Then I realized it was a real call. And it sounded like a dude trying to be a chick. It might have been a real chick. I don't know what it was. It was very weird. It sounded very, very weird. But it was a real call. And they knew a lot about me. Well, they knew some stuff about me and they were trying to make up some other shit. But they knew that I was in a Faith Evans video. And a lot of people are asking me about the video. They're like, well, damn, Flex, what video was it? I can't even remember the song. This was like 6-7 years ago. I was at a club in L.A. and some casting director came up to me. And I was, suited and booted. You know how I be looking fly in my suits, popping my collar. Yeah, this casting director stepped to me and she was like, yo, I like what you got on. How'd you like to be in a Faith Evans video? And I'm like, shit. I wasn't really too interested in it, but they were offering me like $500. I'm like, I'll fuck with it. Let me get this call, people. Hotline.
What's up, Tariq?
What's up, player? Who's calling?
This is your boy, The Champ, from Northern California.
What's up, Big Champ? What's going on up there?
Not much. Just want to give you props, man. Fuck. Keep it pimping, dog. Keep it Mac-ish.
Got to do it. What, you at Fresno?
Keep it Mac. No, Modesto. Where the hoes go.
That's Modesto where the hoes go. I love it. Cool.
You know. That's for sure. All right, bro.
Good looking out, man. Yeah. But like I said, about that Faith Evans thing, the casting director, they wanted me to come do the Faith Evans video. And I went downtown, did it. It was a bunch of girls on the set, had a good time. And they wanted me to be in a whole bunch of other videos. I'm like, I'm not trying to be no video, nigga. And plus this little $500 a day ain't no money. I'm losing money by being up here. But it was fun. And I like to go do my own thing, and that's what I did. But I digress. Anyway, let me read some of the listeners' emails. Let me read an email from this young lady I got. I got an email from a young lady. What the hell is that? Having some technical difficulties. How'd that bitch get up in here? Got some Mary J. Blige popping up out of nowhere. Anyway, I got an email from a young lady stating that she's been in a relationship with a young man for about a year. And let me decipher her shit, too, because she's one of those people I talk about. You can barely read their emails. She's been in a relationship with a guy. And everything is cool, but because they fight and bicker and fuss a lot, her boyfriend's mother isn't too particular about her. her mother or his mother throws a lot of hate on her. She's wondering how can she maintain the relationship with her boyfriend when his mom is hating on her so tremendously. She feels like this is going to take a toll on the relationship. Signed, anonymous. So basically, this young lady's in a relationship with a guy. The mom is distant. The mom ain't too crazy about it because she's fighting and bickering with the woman's son. And truth be told, it doesn't sound like it is going to last. Number one, you're 18 years old. You're too young to be in a serious relationship anyway, like I always said. And the fact that you guys are fighting back and forth and you're so young is another strike. Strike three, the dude's mama is throwing salt in your game and a brother's going to always listen to his mama at the end of the day, especially when he's that young, because I'm assuming he's your age. So that might escalate to a bigger problem later on down the line. Now, if this guy was like a more mature adult and mom was hating on the sideline, you guys can kind of rectify that. You guys can kind of still move on and do your own thing, because when you're an adult, an established adult, the parental and family influence isn't as great for men. With women, it's a different story, but for men, that the family input isn't as strong. He isn't as influenced by mama's decisions and the family vibe. But in your situation, that's going to be a problem. It's going to escalate later on down the line. So you might be in a position where you just need to charge that to the game right now. Because in a battle of you and mama, at that age with you and this guy, mama's going to win. You dig? And go to school. Start focusing on other stuff. Because if you're out here dating this dude and y'all fighting, and fuck that. Whenever you got to fight back and forth in the relationships, that's a sign of the shit being over anyway. When you're physically fighting, that's a sign of the shit being over. Or it should be over. Unless you're on some Doug and Jackie Christie shit where somebody gets off on that. You got a sadomasochistic type of relationship and vibe going on. You dig? And I'm still getting emails. A lot of people are asking other stuff about the Hip Hop Honors Awards. So let me take this call. Hotline.
What's up, Flex?
What's up? Who's calling?
It's Harlem Baby Boy.
What's going on, Playboy?
Chilling.
Big Pimpin'. What's going on with you?
I'm looking at the blog right now, and POGQ got this picture of. I think he got it off Mr. Galley.
Uh-oh. What's the picture of?
It's a picture of an ass. It looked horrible, man.
Oh, yeah, picture with ass with freckles on it. I saw that. Then he photoshopped it.
Yeah, something crazy.
Okay, I got to check that out. But anyway, thanks for the call, player. Yeah. Talking about the blog, the myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed blog. And I'm still getting a lot of people asking me my other opinion about the Hip Hop Honors. What did I think about Bone? I thought Bone Thugs and Harmony performance was kind of boring. And Ice-T hosting the show was kind of so-so. Ice-T looked like he had problems reading the teleprompter. And I like Ice, but looked like Ice was having a few difficulties reading that teleprompter. And that kind of stifled the flow of the show. The Beastie Boys set was good. Somebody asked me about that. I like the Beastie Boys. I like the Russell Simmons tribute. I like Russell Simmons in general. Russell Simmons, Russell could get a show where he's just spitting game. I like to hear Russell spit. Russell has a good-ass mouthpiece on him. He's a real hustler. I like Russell. But I still trip on the fact that 20 years from now, can you imagine what the Hip Hop Honors Award is going to look like 20 years from now? Just imagine that. This is 20 years from now. I talked about it early, but 20 years from now, this is what we're going to have at the Hip Hop Honors Award.
Fried chicken, fried chicken, fried chicken. Yeah, we got fried chicken, fried chicken.
And the honorees are Miss Peaches.
Everybody want a piece of my chicken.
Come on, this is what we're going to get, y'all. This is the hip-hop legacy right here. This is what rap music sounds like right now. 20 years from now, I'm telling you, this is what this shit sounds like right now. This is what we're going to be honoring.
I got a plan. I'm a Friday's chicken in my hand. I got some hot grease and a whole chicken.
Anyway, man, I'm digressing. That's a whole subject within itself. Y'all know how I feel about the coonery that's going on in hip-hop right now, man. Y'all know how I feel about that shit. But anyway, this has been another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Also, I've been getting a lot of calls from different schools around the country. Even in Canada. I got a call from some people wanting to do some stuff in Canada. I might be up there pretty soon. So all you players out there on these college campuses, set it up. Don't be no pussies. Don't let these females punk you guys out. Let me get one last call. Hotline.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, this is Paul from Pomona.
Hey, what's going on with your player?
Nothing much. It's with you.
Just chilling. We're about to close the show out. What you got on your mind, man?
Well, I just wanted to say, I want to ask a question. I also wanted to give a comment about a hip-hop honoree.
Yes.
Yesterday. Well, I think the hip-hop thing was really, really good, man. You know what I'm saying? VH1, it was like a party. You know what I'm saying? Not just your average hour show. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It was like a party, so that shit was tight.
Yes.
And my question was, well, you know, I go to college, right?
Yes.
And what do you think is the best way to, like, approach a lady that's sitting down, you know what I'm saying, having lunch or just studying, you know what I'm saying? How can you, like, approach her and chop it up with her?
The best way to approach a woman in college? Well, you know, I did a show about that, about college macking. But now I'm learning that the atmosphere on a lot of college campuses is so volatile right now, man, because of these female feminist groups, man. And they're really throwing a lot of salt in the game, putting a lot of negative pressure on men to step to women, because on these college campuses with all this feminist presence, everything could be considered assault now. So guys have to really be on their P's and Q's when they step to women on campus. When you're on campus, I think that you should keep it academic and spit your game off campus, or spit your game like after school hours. You know what I'm saying? Catch the girls like in a social setting, so that fucked up feminist vibe won't be in the air, because it's really thick, man. I've been talking to cats all around the country about how it is on these college campuses, you know, because, you know, that whole Colgate thing with my situation and the fact that these bras are protesting, you know, my appearance because these guys want to learn some game. I mean, it's really, really thick. That's why I'm urging all these guys around the country, put your foot down, contact your student events people, say, look, we want to bring Tariq in to break this game down, and put your foot down. You guys got to combat that shit. I mean, me, the MacPac, and all my players, we're doing everything we can. So all you guys out there, you need to do everything you can. Don't let these women punk your asses out, but keep doing your thing, man, all right?
Show, man.
All right. Anyway, again, that's been today's show. Go to maclessons.com, get that Mac Lessons DVD. Go to unitedplayersofamerica.com, and I will holler at you cats tomorrow. Peace.